Calling all lovers of mystery. Prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of the Sheridan Tapes was made possible by our supporters on Patreon. Kristen Leonard, Candace Happy Hermit Price, Aaron 404, and Casper Oliver. If you'd like to support the show as well, please go to patreon.com/homesteadcorner. For as little as $1 a month, you get early access to ad-free versions of episodes, a special weekly behind-the-scenes podcast, and patron-only AMA livestreams. Before we get started, this episode contains depictions of grief and loss, familial separation, existential dread, and loud noises, including screams. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
Oh, come on, Anakin. No, she didn't really mean it. Anna, please, just open the door and come back inside.
Seriously? Fuck that and fuck you.
Look, you know how she is when she's had a bit of wine. Just ignore what she says and we can have a halfway peaceful Thanksgiving for once.
Oh, sure. Blame the wine. That's rich.
Excuse me?
How come every time she gets drunk off her ass, it's the wine's fault? But whenever I get high, it's mine.
She's our mother, and...
Is that an explanation or an excuse?
Have you at least come back inside and talk to her? You know how Andrew gets when he sees you two fighting.
There's no way I'm gonna talk to that. Fine. Just give me a minute, all right?
Could you just... come back with me. Otherwise, Mom...
Just give me a second!
Can I at least come in there with you? It's freezing out here.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. Huh, it's nice in here. So, see any good ghosts lately?
No, just a bunch of hoaxes and frauds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'd rather not talk about it.
Did you, meet anyone nice this year?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Kate.
What?
If I didn't meet anyone, I wouldn't want to talk about it. And if I did, I also wouldn't want to talk about it.
I just thought that maybe we could...
God, can you not just shut up for 10 seconds? I'm trying to forget all the reasons I hate this family before I have to go in there and... apologize to my mother, of all people.
She's my mom too, you know. She can be a little much sometimes, but she's still family, and that's...
I swear! If you say some shit like family always comes first, then I'm getting up and driving off right now. I don't care that she's my mother. She doesn't get to sit there and make me feel like shit for every decision I've ever made. Nobody gets to do that to me. Nobody.
I'm not saying she does, but we're both stuck with her. And you're going to have to talk to her eventually. I mean, you don't really think you can keep your entire life a secret from her forever, do you?
I will if I can help it.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
I'll be honest. I've just been sitting here for about an hour, staring at your stupid, stupid house across the road. I know I need to go in there eventually, but I can't actually seem to force myself to get out of the car and go. That might be because of how cold it is out there, but that's not all of it. Not even half of it. If anything, the cold's going to force me to move sooner than later. I thought starting the recorder might push me in that direction, too. Otherwise, I'd just go back to the hotel and spend the rest of the night in my room, even if I still can't fall asleep. And a little peer pressure never hurt anyone. At least, not in your books. Isn't that right, Anna? Yeah. Once again, I know you can't actually hear me. Still, feels more normal talking to you than to, what, my dear listeners? No thanks. And if I'm not recording this for your sake, I don't know why I'm doing it. God knows I never understood why you were always recording things you didn't want anyone to listen to. So, I'll pretend I'm talking to you instead. Just don't feel any pressure to talk back, all right? Great. It does still feel like trespassing, though. I know you gave me the spare key in case of emergencies, but I'm still not sure you disappearing without a trace counts. If it does, then your whole life was one big ongoing emergency. Most of the... Sorry, that came out wrong. But you know what I mean. Not that you'll complain about it, even if you don't. But still... Maybe I'm trying to ask your permission, talking like this. Does that seem fair? I know you can't actually give it to me, but I'd rather feel like I checked with you before I went in there. Made sure you're okay with what I'm gonna do, you know? I'm not gonna mess with anything, or move anything, or even tell anyone about whatever I find in there. I'm just going to look. I just need somewhere to start. A clue. Some kind of hint. Anything that'll help me figure out where you went. And I know you never spent much time here, but it's really the only place I can think of to start. All right. You've convinced me. I just hope none of your neighbors spot me and call the police. It might look a little weird if someone saw me going in there. God, what time is it? Midnight. Perfect. Oh, shit. I must have left it on silent. There's a voicemail from Peter. Maybe I should just wait until after. I'm sure he'll... Doing the right thing. Doing the right thing. Oh, God. Jesus. How did it get even colder out here? Oh, come on. You're trying to unlock a door, not... Oh, of course. It's just as cold in here. Really hope that fireplace still works. Oh, that is much better. Oh, for God's sake, Anna, it looks like a bomb went off in here. Did you seriously do a load of laundry and just leave it on the couch before you left? What, did you think it would magically put itself away while you were... listen to yourself. This is the same argument you've been having with her since you were 5. Good to know some things haven't changed. And I know you won't take fashion advice from me, but seriously, Anna, you really need to expand your horizons beyond flannels and t-shirts. I know they're good for traveling, but there are other styles available to you besides the lesbian lumberjack cord. I mean... Oh. Strike my previous comment. You didn't do a load of laundry. You were going to do it and forgot. Everything still smells like smoke. And yes, I do mean both kinds. You're not here to judge her, Kate. You're here to help her. Oh, come on. It's still too cold in here. I wonder if... Holy cow! Oh, it's Dad's old sweater. She actually kept it. I thought for sure she'd lost it.
No, I want you to have it. Are you sure? It fits you better.
Oh. Yeah, it's still a bit big on me, but it's definitely warm enough. And surprisingly, it doesn't smell too much like weed. Oh, of course they turned off the power. At least the gas company hasn't emptied out her propane tank yet. Thank God for little mercies. Let there be light. And of course it's a mess in here too. Guess it would be asking too much for her to actually do the dishes before she left. Not that... Wow. That takes me back. Anna had this with her on that camping trip back in, what, 02, 03? Must have been right after she dropped out.
I think you did it wrong, Kate. I can't see this coffee at all. Oh, the decaf. It's fucking what?
That must have been the last time I could talk to you without feeling like you were... Well, Anna Sheridan, I guess. And one of the last times we actually managed to talk to each other without... Oh, what is that? Oh, of course he didn't clean out the fridge before they shut off the power. Maybe I could... No, you've got a job to do, Kate, so just focus.
When are you going to stop? When are you going to come home? When are you going to sit down and get your head on straight?
Well, when are you?
Oh, sorry. Am I bothering you now? What happens to call anytime you want, Anna, or you're always welcome here, Anna?
That's just what people say, Anna. It doesn't mean you can call me out of the blue at 10 p.m. on a Sunday night.
Well, sorry if I wanted to have a nice talk with my sister for a change.
You call this a life? You're living in a dream world, Anna, and it's high time you wake up.
Seriously? A dream. It's a nightmare.
I think your room is that one at the end of the hall. God, why couldn't I have done this when there was at least a little bit of light in here? So you didn't do the laundry or dishes before you went, but you locked your bedroom. Typical. Ugh, and of course you wouldn't give me the key to your room. Why would you? Maybe I can find a spare somewhere in here? If I can guess where you hid it. Okay. Bathroom. I don't think you'd hide it in here, so... No, I wouldn't think to hide a key in here, so it's probably where you put it. Jeez, how big a bathroom does one person need? Looks bigger than the living room. How the hell is this thing crammed into... Oh, Alfred. Anna, I don't know why you'd put a clawfoot bathtub in here in the first place, but we seriously need to talk about what people don't want when it comes to bathroom decor. Anatomically correct wolf legs with 6-inch claws being key among them. And no key. Damn it. I guess that would have been too easy, Hein. Just turn around, Kate. It's probably not the bathtub. It's just... What the hell? God, you think this whole house is trying to scare me to death or something? It's just the old apple tree out front tapping on the window. The wind must have kicked up again. Did I really think the bathtub came to life? How old am I again? Next door looks like it should be the linen closet. If you actually had a linen closet, I mean. There isn't much room for anything else up here between that bathroom and your... Why would it be... No. No, it's not locked. It's more like there's something holding it shut. Maybe something got pinned underneath it. If I just pull hard enough, it should... What the hell? Wow. Did you know about this? No, I don't think you did. You definitely would have told me you had an infinite hollow doorways in your house if you did. God, you would love this. Shit! Sorry, Oh, no. Oh, of course it's locked now. Maybe there's another way out further down the hall. I mean, it can't really be infinite, can it? Oh, God. Can it? Try not to think about that. It's dark, but I think I can almost see something down at the other end of my flashlight. Maybe if I... Ah, shit! Not again. Oh, fuck. Oh, shut up. You didn't hear that. Well, I guess I can take comfort in knowing that this night couldn't possibly get any worse. Oh. I just had to say something, didn't I? Oh, okay, Kate. Keep breathing. In and out. It's a little tight in here, but I'm fine. I'll get out of this and I'll be fine. Breathe. Okay, I can get out of here. None of these doors have deadbolts, and they're pretty lightweight. If I can take the pins out of their hinges, then... No, they all swing outward. If I take the pins off this one, I'll just end up further down the hall. Maybe I can use my car to trip the lock on the doorknob and just... God, if I didn't leave my purse out in the car, damn it. And don't you start asking me how I know all that. You'd be surprised how easily a 4-year-old can lock themselves in the bathroom. All that assuming these are actual locks that actually work the way they're supposed to. For all I know, this hallway could be some kind of monster in disguise holding all the doors shut with a million deep. God, I really shouldn't have listened to your audiobooks on the way here, should I? I wonder if this is how it started with you. Wandering into something impossible without realizing it. Having to find a way out, a way to deal with it by yourself. Or maybe you just went looking for it, as usual. Maybe you knew exactly what you were getting into from day one and just... No, I don't think that's true. It must have been like this. You ending up somewhere you shouldn't have been, trying to do something you shouldn't be doing, and... Again, don't look at me like that. I know I'm doing the exact same thing right now. You got into trouble, then you got back out of it. And that was before you were Anna Sheridan. God, how young were you? And I know you started writing about this stuff when you were, what, 12? But how long before that did you... Huh. Well, if you got out of something like this when you were 12, then I can definitely get out of here at 39. Yeah. I'm getting out of here. Now. Speaking of books, there's a quote from the one I was listening to on the way here. Inferno something or other. It seems apropos. There are some places better left alone. Some doors better left unopened. But I've never much cared for other people's advice. I'd rather see for myself. Hello? Is someone there? That almost sounded like... Anna? Well, that's definitely unexpected. There's a beach in here, somehow, and it's not Lake Isabella. Definitely not. If I didn't know better, I'd swear this was the ocean, but there's something about it that's... Anna? Anna, is that you? What are you doing here? How did... Oh, God. Anna, are you... I can see right through you.
Kate.
Anna, is that really you? Are you...
No time. Kate, you have to listen to me.
How do I know it's really you? If you're another echo or something, then...
Kate, listen. You have to find me. There isn't much time left.
Find you? Where? How?
No time. Please. Find Maria. Find Bailey. Find me.
Anna, the waves. They're...
Find me.
Anna! Anna. I made it back to the van. Okay, I had to run. The whole place just kind of disintegrated around me the moment Anna... After she... God. I don't know what the hell that was in there. But you couldn't pay me to go back in there again. I don't know if that door would still lead to that place now, but even if it didn't, I guess I should have expected something like that, though. I went in there looking for some place to start. I just didn't think you would actually show up and give it to me. Maybe you were actually listening, after all. If you were, then you could have given me a better hint. I have no idea who this Bailey is. And I think your old assistant was named Maria, but I don't know what. Oh. Yeah, I guess that makes sense, doesn't it? No wonder I only got to meet her that once. Although I think I still have her number from when you... Wait, why am I calling her now? It's 2 in the morning.
Hello, Maria Soul speaking.
Hi, Maria. I don't know if you remember me, but we met at my cousin's wedding, and I was...
Slow down. Who is...
Sorry, I'm just a little flustered, and I wasn't sure if you'd remember me, so I thought
Wait,
I'd just take some...
Is that... Kate?
Oh, thank God. You do remember me. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Listen, I know it's late, but, God, how do I even explain this? You, knew my sister pretty well, right?
Well, I'd say so, I guess. A little bit.
Did she know anyone called Bailey?
Why do you want to know?
She just... okay, look, I know this is going to sound strange, but... I just saw her.
Saw who?
Anna. I saw Anna.
Anna? Kate, Anna's dead.
No, she isn't. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Where did you see her, exactly?
I didn't just see her, Maria. She was there. Kind of. But it felt like her. Some kind of ghost or projection of her, but it was Anna. And she told me to find her.
I thought you didn't believe in those kind of things.
consider me a new convert. It was her, Maria. She's trapped somewhere and she needs our help.
Our help?
She told me to find you. And someone called Bailey, but I don't know who she could be talking about. I thought maybe you'd know.
I can't tell you.
You can't or you won't?
Look, Kate, you have no idea what you're dealing with here. You really shouldn't get involved.
Get involved? She's my sister. I'm involved whether you want me to be or not.
Fine. I still can't tell you anything. It's too risky.
Well, who can tell me something?
Maybe Bill, but I can't tell...
Yes? Bill who?
Bill Tyler, also County Police Department. That's all I can tell you.
Maria, wait. Well, it's a start.
The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 28, Come In Under the Shadow, starring Erin Neely Chaconis as Anna Sheridan, Virginia Spotts as Kate Sheridan, James Kane as Peter Slate, and Amitola Lomas as Maria Soul, with original music by Jesse Hogan. Written by Trevor Van Winkle and produced by Trevor Van Winkle and Virginia Spotts, and made possible by our supporters at patreon.com/homesteadcorner and at ko-fi.com/homesteadcorner. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and connect with us on Twitter at Sheridan Tapes and on Instagram at The Sheridan Tapes. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to The Sheridan Tapes.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.